This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
It's about doing things in a way that's unique, that's special, that fits who we are, and enjoying it. Purim is a very special day, and you can get a very cheap entertainment out of Purim. And you get a lot more out of Purim. And that's really what it's about. And I will say just a few words about it. The host of Milkovsky learned in Pachat Yitzchak. I remember I used to go a lot. And a Purim by Rav Huttner and his Beis Medrash was incredible. It was an extraordinary enjoyment of a different type. But it was the word enjoyment doesn't fit anything as well as that. So learning how to enjoy our Yontif, our Purim, our getting together, is a very important part of becoming who we want to become. We were singing now. So Chazal Darshan, Eira is a Torah, Simcha is Shabbos Yontif, Sosin is Mila, Yikar is Tefillin. I mean, why do you need to Darshan something that can stand on its own? What's the point of it? They were saved and everything was very good and very fine, very wonderful. So Chazal felt that these terms don't describe the simcha of B'nais in particular. So what is that referring to? Was there some sort of gzeira on tefillin, on Torah? Not aware. Hanukkah, we know to Xeris. This was either getting killed or not getting killed, but it wasn't anything special and no religious issues. So what does it mean, Ayurz Torah, and so on? So Tzadik writes, and others from him, mitzvahs, the world of mitzvahs, comes in two different levels. There's what you have to do, what you should do, what you ought to do. And then there's what's the feeling that it ought to bring out. Many people can sit and learn Torah. They don't particularly feel enlightened by it. People can do Shabbos and Yontif. They don't feel particular simcha. People can put out film. They don't feel yikar. And it's like a goof without a neshama. You just don't feel the emotion, the inner neshama of what you're doing. Purim, it says like this. The Gemara asks, why was Klai Yisrael chayiv kloya? Why were they, what did they do wrong? One of the Amis, they were nanefes as Achashverosh. The Gemara asks, what about other people that weren't there? So Gemara said, they're over Zara. So Gemara asks, so what was their defense? The Chimas uponim yesh? So the Gemara answers, Heim lo osu el lefanim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also did only lefanim. They didn't really mean to worship Avodah Zarah. They did it just to appear that way. They did it because they needed to present it to the, you know, to Achashverosh, that they'll bring over Avodah Zarah, to Haman, and so on. And it was what we call in English pro forma. They did it just to look like it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu treated it that way, and the Gzerah was frightening, but it wasn't meant really to Mizkaya. So in other words, on Purim, we realize that doing the outer shell of the Maisim is one part of it. But a lot more important is the inner sense of it. I could be, too, halachically, you're supposed to be most in nefesh of a zora no matter what you do. But is a person real over the zora if he does it because someone held a gun to his head? The answer is no. He was wrong for not being Mosin Nefesh, but he has a din of an onus, and he's pata. So the understanding that a real Maisa is something that you're into it, that it's personally meaningful to you, was the Skala on Purim. So when we reflected back again after the Gzeir was lifted, we asked ourselves, we have so many mitzvahs we do, what's the content? And that's when it struck us that there's supposed to be Eira, they're supposed to be simcha, they're supposed to be sasson, they're supposed to be yikar. So what we gained Purim, it's not that Ahasuerus prohibited the mitzvahs, but it liberated some of our feelings. And it's something that because Purim were high, we're kind of in a different world, a lot of times we connect much better to our feelings. When we look at ourselves at first glance, we have a really hot schedule, we learn a whole day, at night we're there, the Shabbosim, there's a lot going on that's real hard work. That's one part of it. But think about the fact that you have a real understanding of what mitzvahs are. You're beginning to understand what is it all about. Imagine going through life and having to do mitzvahs and not being able to connect to it. I'm sure that after learning a while, it slowly begins to connect. You begin to understand. It kind of makes sense. The same thing is true with everything else. As difficult as demands of Torah are, but at some point you say to yourself, you know, if I work on Kedusha and I don't let myself run free, I feel like a much stronger person, a much more focused person. I feel something noble about myself that my eyes don't go wherever they want to go. I'm in control of myself. I'm able to do things that are important because they're important. So all year round we focus on doing what's right, disciplining ourselves, pushing ourselves, reining in ourselves, disciplining ourselves. And yes, those are ma'aseh and mitzvahs. But Purim's a time when we should focus on understanding, enjoying, understanding what it is. I want to share a story that I heard from somebody that really, really made a tremendous impact, and I feel it's a mitzvah to share it. About 2 years ago on Tisha B'Av, I usually tend to speak in one of the kinnis about a person who either lived through the Holocaust with tremendous research nefesh or died. 2 years ago, I spoke about the Jews in Russia who kept mitzvahs under the communist regime with tremendous research nefesh. One of those two people was a Yid named Reb Moti Lifshitz. He was a Chabadnik, he was a Sheikh at Nemoyel. He actually survived past when communism fell, and he remained. He had chances to leave before the Rebbe, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, did not let him. He said, you can't leave a place like that without a Sheikh Nemoyel. You have no right to leave. Incredible Moses Nefesh. And he was the Sheikh Nemoyel for most people there, whoever was interested in it. He was sentenced a whole bunch of times and spent time in labor camp. He did a stint in the worst labor camp in Russia. It was the northernmost camp in Siberia. It was called Klimya. And he was there a few months and survived. It was incredible. It was minus 50 degrees. Incredible, the hardships. Very few people survived it. I spoke about it. It was very, very moving to me, the story, and I shared it. A few months ago, I was in Darche in New York, in Far Rockaway. One of my grandchildren, they started as well, whatever it was. And I was walking out, and a Rebbe introduces himself to me, and he says, by the way, I'm a grandson of Reb Moti Lifshitz. And I was, wow. I said, share something with me. Share something with me. He said, we used to ask him, Zayda, how did you survive? And he would tell us with a niggun. He had a niggun that kept him going. And we asked him, Zayda, what was the niggun that kept you going? And he answered, Ashreinu, Matov Chalkeinu, Manoim Goleinu, Mayofi Shaseinu. And I was thinking about it. In other words, here he was in a labor camp, in the most horrific conditions. I think he lost some toes. In most horrific conditions you can imagine. What does Ashreinu Matov Chalkeinu mean? How do you understand it? I didn't hear from him, but I thought about it. Imagine you're in that position. You look around you at all the animals. The animals, I mean, those are called people. The Soviet, the communists. And you say to yourself, these people's life is all about nothing. They're animals. They eat, they sleep, they drink, they drunk, and they're gone. There's nothing to their life. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us something to fight for. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a gift. And no matter how hard it is, but it's incredible. We have the gift of being people, of being Tzuras Adam, and being noble, and enlightened, and beautiful. It's something we struggle with. At the beginning of becoming a mentor, there's a lot of discipline, a lot of not doing things that we'd rather do and doing things without that's hard. But reflect. Purim is a time to reflect. We're so fortunate. We understand. We know. We're in control of ourselves. We don't do what we want to do. We do what's right to do. How many teenagers your age can say to themselves, this I don't do because I'm a person. I'm Tzuras Adam, and this I'm not going to do. This I'm doing because I'm supposed to do. I have to do. How many people begin to have that level of discipline, depth, understanding, questioning, answering, asking, and so on? So, Lahudim Masa'ir Vesim Vasasimikar made this day give us a time of the Eir of Torah, of the Simcha of Shabbos and Yom Tov, of the Sasin of Mila, of the Ikar of Tefillin. And may it stay with us for the rest of the year. And for the rest of our tkufa as we build ourselves in Kamadei Tari Mitzvah Shem.
Amen.
Amen.